This is the image that the El Salvador government wants to transmit. Another suspected gang member off the streets, his tattoos giving away his affiliation to a criminal band. They've arrested more than 20,000 people in the last month and a half as they seek to clean the MS-13 and Barrio 18 gangs out of neighbourhoods they've ruled for decades. But this also is an image of the crackdown. One of many women saying goodbye to a husband or a son as they disappear into the Salvadoran prison system. Here are others. I love you, son, she's saying. In March, after a murder spike, the country declared a state of emergency. That meant people could be arrested without a warrant. The Salvadoran Congress has extended that state of emergency till late May. Police continue to round up young men en masse. Inevitably, along with the guilty, human rights groups say the innocent have been taken. Marta Andaluz told Al Jazeera her son's one of the latter. He sells face masks to hospitals, she says, and helps her get by. Now she's used a quarter of what she makes in a month at her market stall to try and free him.
I don't know why the president is doing this to innocent people, people that aren't guilty. Fine, someone's done something, they should pay, but they're not guilty?
At least she knows where he is. Other women are going from prison to prison, trying to find their relatives. Look at the crowd here. And the crackdown goes on. In the Italia district, a well-known MS-13 stronghold, soldiers question and search everyone going in and out. But an overwhelming number of Salvadorans approve of President Nayib Bukele's actions.
We have stopped paying extortion. We're not paying anything now. The gang members haven't been seen. They have practically disappeared and business is flowing. People are no longer afraid to come to the city center and walk the streets.
So many have suffered extortion, rape, killing, that even if some innocents have to suffer, others believe that's a price worth paying if they can simply be free. The question is if at the end of all the arrests, confusion and brutality, this will actually work. John Holman, Al Jazeera.